So. This is the basic config file, so it's supposed to be in the screenshot there. Going down these options, ISNS server is, you know how, because ISNS base is an IP protocol. It goes over standard network cables, standard RJ45, secure network connection, goes over wireless. iSCSI ISNS server is basically an iSCSI name server, just like you have DNS servers in the internet. This is a name server for iSCSI protocols. It's usually, thank you. It's not really needed, even in enterprise environments. For the most part, you can get along without it. They originally made it so it's easier to discover enterprise resources, but it's not really implemented in many organizations that I've seen. Incoming user and outgoing user, that's kind of obvious. That's for connecting to and from different parties and initiators. Oh yeah. In iSCSI, you don't have clients and hosts. You have initiators and targets. Initiators being the client, targets being the host, and targets actually being the host object. Down here, okay. So I don't have chaps up on this specific search. That's not a very good example. But, okay, you see right here we have 1.0. This is just the main configuration file after we've created that iSCSI image. We did that in the last slide. You set it up here to be the path to the image or the block device. You can't share a file out. On the server, it cannot be a file. It has to be a block device of some sort, whether it's a file, block device, or it's a actual like div, SDB, one, or whatever. It has to be a block device. 1.0 path equals this, that's the path to the file. You can add as many as you want, 1.1, 1.2, however many you want. Just keep in mind that it's all coming to this target. So when your initiator comes and connects to this IQN, I'll check it back to that in a second. When your initiator comes and connects to this IQN, it's going to get all these LUNs, so it can get up to however many disks, because that's what these LUNs are, logical unit numbers. It can connect to all these disks. So if your initiator comes in and asks to talk to this target, then it will get 1.0.1.1.1.2, etc. IQN, I mentioned that. That's iSCSI qualified name. Again, just like name servers on the internet, you have iSCSI qualified names. In this case, I made this back in February, so I just made a bogus name. My other slide actually had a good chance. I think it's in the next slide. But usually you have a lot more here. You have the main, the server, the disk, the LUN number, etc. So in other words, if this server was hosting 5 disks and 3 of them I wanted to go to one client machine and 2 of them wanted to go to another client machine, I have actually 2 targets. I put another target line down here where this ends and make 2 more LUNs. So, IQN name, perfect example. IQN.2010-7.org.archcon:myserver.disk.11.1. In this case, this would be the specific target I'm connecting to. So, my initiator, say it's the application server, and I want to have SAN storage for this application, or I want to have 3 100 disks. Then, on the SAN server itself, I'd set up one target with 3 LUNs on it, and have 3 100 gig disks in that LUN. And then if my web server required 2 100 gig disks, then I'd set up, and the same SAN server was hosting that volume, I set up another target for the other 2 LUNs. Alias, just a simple, easy reference to the target name. Specifically, it's designed for iSCSI name services, but. Okay. Initiators.allow and targets.allow. In the same etc/iet files you guys just saw, there's two files that are called initiators.allow and targets.allow. This is just like the with IP. You know, you have a host dial down, a host up to 9. This is your allow host. Initiators dial allow on the target side. It means what initiators, what clients can connect to my server and connect to these LUNs. You set up the IQN name of the targets coming in. So it would be like IQN, my client machine or my server can connect to these targets. Targets not allowed is the exact same, only obviously opposite. If that makes sense. You have SAN server itself may have to replicate storage at any given point in time. It may have 300 gigabyte volumes. It may need to replicate that data over to the other server. Say it's a secondary server or a backup server or whatever. You want to be able to have that data replicated either synchronously, asynchronously, to the other SAN server that's hosting it as well. Targets.allow lets you choose which is your secondary SAN server. Okay. In order to connect to the SAN server, you just made an Arch from an Arch machine. You download the package, it's in the AUR as well. Configure the initiator name to iSCSI. Just like the IQN for the target, you configure a similar name, obviously, instead of IQN, the date, the domain, the server, you do IQN, the date, the domain, the client machine. So if your SAN server is my SAN server, the client name would be IQN.thedate that you created, colon, the domain, colon, the...
What is the service that's resolving these IQN names to a specific?
Nothing initially. It's only internally for itself to verify. When an iSCSI connection comes in, the SAN server itself looks at its initiator.allow. And down here, you're going to see the next slide. After you install this package, it creates a folder called iSCSI, FCiSCSI, and it puts the initiator name.iSCSI in that folder of the client machine, using client and initiator changes. And you have to configure in initiator name.iSCSI what your initiator name is. So you get to kind of choose your hosting just if you want a merge system. But you can't just go to the iSCSI server and just connect. It's going to look at whatever initiator name you're choosing, and it's going to say you're not allowed or you're allowed. If you don't put one, and you specifically say on the server side, initiator.allow is only my client one, and you come in with no name, it's going to be like, no. So, iSCSIID.com, various similar to other client programs, the easiest way I've been able to kind of correlate is the SSH config file. So timeout options, connection options, basically the same stuff you have for normal network-based protocol. Okay. All I'm doing here is running an alias. That's all this is. I'm actually going to run two aliases. All I'm doing here is connecting the SSH tunnel. This we'll get to later on. I'm just doing this because I always want access to my storage. And this is the easiest way I found to do it because I don't have money to buy a Cisco router or my own VLANs and stuff like that. Or I have no purpose of this, considering my apartment's the one better. So, all this is another alias. You guys want to see what this is? Fine. All this is connecting to the SSH tunnel I've created, and it's forwarding port 3260 over my SSH tunnel.
Is this something you wrote, or is this something?
That's the open iSCSI package you guys just saw that I installed. Before I do an app to scale. Okay. There's the initiator name for the client. So on the server side, I have that initiator name right there. configured to allow the volumes that I specify that you guys are about to see. Really didn't change much on iSCSEID.com. That's again connection options. For the most part, I don't care about them because it's just for myself. But the point is, no startup is manual.